This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For 2 years now, the city of Dallas has been caught up in a massive law enforcement scandal. Dozens of poor and working-class Mexican immigrants, many of them car mechanics, were arrested and went to prison for selling hundreds of kilos of cocaine. There was only one problem. All of the cocaine was fake. It was ground-up billiard chalk. Three informants have already pleaded guilty to helping frame the immigrants, and they're awaiting sentencing. But last month, the Dallas police officer in charge of the narcotics squad was acquitted in federal court of civil rights violations. That verdict has become the catalyst for a new round of investigations into what really happened. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
If you talk to Dallas lawyers who closely followed the federal prosecution of the city's fake drug scandal, you'll hear widespread agreement on one main point. The Justice Department dropped the ball. You hear that same assessment from a rather unusual source, the defense lawyer who won the case. Paul Coggins represented fired Dallas narcotics detective Mark De La Paz, and Coggins says that he could not believe that after 2 years of investigating a scandal which involved more than 80 drug cases, dozens of victims, and hundreds of thousands of dollars of missing money, the federal government was only going to go after his client.
And it was clear that this thing was quickly turning on one person, which was amazing to me, given the complexity of the situation. But it was like, you know, we've got our scapegoat and we're ready to lead him off to the slaughter. And everybody was happy about that. I mean, the district attorney was happy about it. The city was happy about it. We'd isolated these one or two police officers and we've taken care of our problem.
Federal prosecutors crafted their indictment so narrowly, alleging that one officer lied in four of his reports, that Coggins had no trouble standing the government's case on its head. After acquitting Coggins' client, one juror said the jury suspected that there was more to the story than just Mark De La Paz, but the government didn't provide them any evidence about the depth of the police department's corruption.
The jury, they saw through that. And when you have this one lonely street cop, and he's suddenly responsible for this fiasco that is a result in large part of decisions that were being made by people in offices on the top floors, people who were insulated from any of the consequences.
There was a lot of evidence that they didn't put in front of the jury that they should have put in front of the jury.
Cynthia Barbary is an attorney representing two of the immigrant victims.
They didn't object to things they should have objected to. They didn't get into evidence things they should have gotten into evidence. It was almost as if they just really didn't want to prosecute this officer. It was a travesty of justice, and there are a lot of people that are disappointed with this verdict.
So instead of bringing any sense of resolution, the verdict has blown the fake drug scandal wide open again. Here's how the scheme worked. Dallas police informants get paid a percentage of the value of the confiscated drugs on the cases they're involved in. According to testimony, some informants ordered billiard chalk by the case, planted it on Mexican immigrants they were acquainted with, often in their cars, then would pretend to make a big drug buy from them. There were no wires, no audio, no video, just the word of the informants, all convicted drug dealers. Because of the sheer volume of the so-called cocaine, none of those arrested had any hope of making bail, so they sat in jail, losing their jobs, their homes, and their cars. One man's wife divorced him and moved away. And here's an important fact. After the bust, Dallas police officers conducted field tests of the drugs and reported that every test came back positive for cocaine. But billiard chalk doesn't give false positives for cocaine. So, what was going on? Detective Mark De La Paz says he was duped by his informants, but defense lawyer Cynthia Barbary believes the police knew what was going on.
How could you not? I do not believe that an officer who's been in narcotics as long as he has could be that stupid.
And then there's this whole issue of the payment vouchers. Remember that the informants got paid a percentage of the bust? Well, in order to collect that money, the informants had to sign payment vouchers before the police handed them the cash. But on several of the vouchers, the informant's signature is forged. And handwriting experts say it's not just one person forging the informant's signatures, it's several different people forging the signatures. And the informants themselves have said the police didn't hand over all the money the informants were supposedly entitled to. So where did that money go? Who forged those signatures? And why didn't federal prosecutors enter into evidence any of the drug tests or these forged payment vouchers?
Well, I'm not really in a position to characterize the outcome of the federal investigation.
Madeline Johnson is the Dallas City Attorney. Out of deference to the FBI and the Justice Department, the City of Dallas waited 2 years until the federal prosecution was complete before launching their own investigation. But with the acquittal of De La Paz, Johnson, herself a former federal prosecutor specializing in fraud, has decided Dallas will not defer to the feds any longer.
Here, our focus is much broader. Yes, we are going to look into conduct of individuals, but more broadly, we're going to look into how the whole matter was handled. And also, we're going to follow the money trail. We're going to look at where the money came from and how it was used and how it was documented and where it went.
It is that trail that could lead deeper into the police department. And the Dallas County District Attorney also appointed a special investigator that could lead to state charges being brought. The role of the DA's office in furthering the convictions of dozens of innocent people will also be fodder for this new investigation.
We need the big picture if we're going to get any closure on this. We need to look at what the city did. We also need to consider the role that the district attorney's office had in this and the defense lawyers, because I really think it was all the components working together that resulted in what happened here.
What Johnson is referring to is that some of the court-appointed defense lawyers never bothered to ask that the kilos and kilos of cocaine their clients were accused of selling be sent to a lab for testing. In fact, the scheme might never have come to light at all had not a couple of the victims' families spent their children's college fund to hire their own defense lawyers. It was those lawyers, Cynthia Barbary among them, who uncovered the beginning of the truth.
Yeah, I think we've all learned a lot. I think law enforcement's learned a lot. I know the defense bar has learned a lot. I think the U.S. Attorney's Office has learned a lot. I mean, how can you not? This was something that never should have happened.
If Dallas's fake drug scandal is evidence of anything, it is of the subtle but profound power of the state to move poor defendants through the Texas legal system and into prison. Whatever safeguards that were theoretically in place failed over and over again in more than 80 cases. A spokesman for the Justice Department declined to comment for this story, but sources inside the department indicate no decision has yet been reached on whether to pursue any further federal investigation. It will likely be left to Dallas now to sort out its own mess. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.